Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Today, we have an exciting topic. Before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for each person that will tune into the broadcast, either by Facebook, by their computer, dear Heavenly Father, or calling in. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory. And as I go forth on the line, dear Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to use me like never before, dear Heavenly Father. Open up every door, every window, dear Heavenly Father, for the gospel to go through, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that this broadcast will go around the world, that people will listen, people will hear, will tune in, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory this morning, and we give you the praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Today our broadcast is, what do we owe one another? I know you say, yes, that's what I say too. You know, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuous debt to love one another. You'll find that in Romans the 13th chapter in the 8th verse. You know, if we consider the matter carefully, we all have so much to be grateful for to the Lord. Despite the fact that we become dejected and permissive when things go wrong, we must realize that God's mercy and love for us are infinite. He granted you life and the freedom of choice to do with this life what you wish. You may be blessed with a happy family who love you deeply. Even the most dejected person will. If he pondered the matter seriously and honestly, inevitably find someone for which he can thank and praise God. Well, we give God praise for this broadcast today. What do we owe one another? You know, how do you prove your gratitude to God for the bountiful grace in your life? No money, no commodities, no hours of service can be sufficient payment for his love for each and every one of us. He bestowed all these benefactors upon you and then ultimately sacrificed his life for you. And as I went to the scripture this morning, I'm reminded of let no debt remain outstanding except the continuous debt to love one another. For whosoever love others have fulfilled the law. Also I read, owe nothing to anyone except for your obligations to love one another. If you love your neighbors, you will fulfill the requirement of God's law. What do we owe one another? It's love. You know, owe no one in anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. And be indebted to no one except to one another in love. Here the Bible is speaking constantly about love. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. You know, as I continue on reading, it says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, but the one loveth, the other one has. When you think about it, owe nothing to anyone if you have to love one another.
Broken hearted, just some tears of joy and pain. I've gone through the fire and the rain. See, I am facing trials that I've never been in, but I'm hanging on to every word you say, here in the Bible. That I read, I put my hope in you, trusting that you see me through. Believing that faith is the only way. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. And I bless you.
I don't know who I'm talking to out here, but there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love for a divine. I'm empty, Lord, got nothing else to give. My faith in me are here. I vow to stay in your will. I put my hope in you, trusting that you see me through.
Been preaching and praying, no, telling the world about your goodness and your saving hand. I've seen you do miracles time and time again. So I'm reaching to your Father now with outstretched hands. Lord, bless my house as I bless you.
Welcome back, welcome back. I was not going to play that song again, but it come on its own. So evidently somebody needed to hear that song, Bless Thy House. You know, we're talking today, what do we owe one another? You know, we can say, let love be your only debt. If you love others, you have done all that the law demands. And it's saying, be under obligation to no one. The only obligation you have is to love one another. Whoever does this has obeyed the law.
And do not owe anyone anything when you think about it, except to love one another. And that's what God wants us to do. Owe no person anything but to love one another. He tells us that in his word. The word of God say, pay your debts as they come due. However, one debt you can never finish paying is the debt of love that you owe each other. The one who loves another person has fulfilled Moses' teaching. Today we're talking about what do we owe one another. And I know a lot of time nobody had really thought about that, but all we owe that person is love. You know, we're trying to get this, we're trying to do this, we're trying to say this, but all we owe them is love from the word of God. And it's saying, be under obligation to no one. The only obligation you have is to love one another. Whoever does this has obeyed the law that's sitting and written in the Bible. It's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. It's in there. You know, and as I kept reading, I kept seeing, owe no one anything but to love one another. For he that loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. So today we are talking about what do we owe one another. And the Lord is letting us know through the word of God, it's love. We don't have to come up with all this other stuff, gimmicks and premises and stuff like that. But he said to love. We can love our neighbor as we love ourselves. No, they may not be friendly. No, they may not speak. But you show them love and you keep going. Because that's what he's saying in his word, in the written word. Whosoever loves his neighbor fulfill the written law. That's in the word of God. You know, how do you prove your gratitude to God for the bountiful grace in your life? No matter how much money you have, that cannot buy love. No commodities, no hours of service, no matter how much service you did, can be suffice payment for his love. Just think about the love Christ had for us. He died on the cross for us. How he loved us, how he took care of us. And when you think about how he bestowed all these benefactors upon each one of us, then ultimately sacrifice his life for you. You know, love can never be repaid sufficiently because it is an article that is spontaneously precious and priceless. I think I'll say that one again. Love can never be repaid sufficiently because it is an article that is stimulation, precious, and priceless. You cannot measure the multitude of it. It cannot be weighed to determine in value. Love can only be passed on and shared. That's what God wants us to do, to love one another and keep it moving. I'm saying that part. I didn't see that in the Bible, keep it moving. But he wants us to love each other and just keep it moving. We don't have to get stuck in the rut. A person either love us or they don't. We keep on moving, doing what God say do. You know, here you have the only way in which you can acknowledge the great love that God has for you is by sharing it with each person whose path cross yours on your pilgrimage into the future. That means you're going to come across a lot of people going to be in your path. You just have to know the one of what you're supposed to say to them, what you're supposed to do. Or just love them. You may not have to say nothing. Just love them for GP. When you take away love and our earth becomes a tomb. Just think about it. When you don't feel love, nobody's showing you no love. You feel like you've been cast aside. You know, like, what's going on? What's happening? I'm trying to do all I can. Well, they don't have that genuine love in their heart. Like God said, we're supposed to have it. Say, owe no man anything but to love one another. That's what he's telling us in the scripture. For he that loveth his neighbor has fulfilled the law. When you love your neighbors, you done fulfilled the law. No matter what they done did to you, what they done said to you, what they tried to do to you, just love them. God would handle whatever situation you're going through. Because we can come to God in prayer, give him the glory, give him the praise for everything that he's doing. when we just think about having that love, you know, all the things that we have done in the past, how God forgave us when we went back and repented, how he still loved us. He didn't stop loving us because we did something that we should not have done. He gave us time to repent. So today, those that know they've done something, repent before your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You don't have to come on the line unless you want to, but just say, Lord, within your own self and think, I repent for not doing what you told me to do. I repent for doing some things that was not ladylike, manlike, or whatever. I want to repent. And he's telling you in your word, pray everyone what you owe them. If you owe somebody, pay them. Taxes to whom taxes is due. You know, Uncle Sam going to get his taxes before you get your check. Your taxes is already taken out. You ain't going home on Easy Street think you got the whole check. When you look at it, they done already took out. And so, revenues to whom revenues is due. Respect to whom respect is due. You know how to respect somebody. Give them that respect that's due them. Honor to which honor is due. When you need to honor someone, honor them. You know it's due. Don't wait till they have left here to say what all they did, what all they helped you with, what all they said, or opened doors through Jesus Christ for you. Give them all that while they're living and they know about it. You know, and the word would say in debt to no one except to one another in love. It say do not steal, do not covet. And any other commandments are summed up with this one decree, love your neighbors as yourself. Even with all the other things that God had written under that verse, even in the Bible, he's telling you, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal. Do not covet. Any other commandments are summed up with this one decree. Love your neighbor as yourself. Some people say, well, I can't love, but if God can love us with our filthy and dirty self, we can love him and love others. And the second is like it. Love your neighbors as yourself. A new commandment, John 13 and 34 says, a new commandment I give you, love one another. You see how that love keep coming about in all these chapters? He said, I have loved you, so also you must love one another. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants to show that agape love for one another. You know, love does no wrong to its neighbor. If you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you're not going to do them any harm. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. You know, the entire law is fulfilled in a single decree found in Galatians 5 and 14. Love your neighbors as yourself. And in James 2 and 8, it says, if you really keep the royal law stated in Scripture, love your neighbors as yourself, you are doing well. My. You know, 1 John 3 and 10 say, by this, the children of God are distinguished from the children of the devil. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. When you think about that, you got to come through God with love. He loved every one of us, all with our little dirty, filthy self. He loved us. Even when he told us don't do something and we went and done it, he still loved us. We got time to go back to him and repent. Repent for all the things you've done, the things you've said, the way you look that you know wasn't like a ladylike, a manlike. Go back and ask God to forgive me. Ask, search my heart, Lord. If you find anything in it not right, take it out. Take it out, Lord, because I want to be right. I want to see you and be with you in heaven one day. So that means I got to get it right here on earth. You know, and in 1 John 3 and 10, it says, by this the children of God are distinguished from the children of the devil. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. My. And we go right back to saying, oh, no man, anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. That means we can love you and don't have to pay you a penny. We can love you. And if it's a debt we need to pay up. So stop praying for those that owe you money, that haven't been paying your money. Still love them, but stop praying. God, send the money from everybody that owe me money, owe me finances or whatever it is. Lord, you send it from the east, the north, the south, and the west. You know, over in Romans 13 and 7, it says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Here they tell us through the word of God that pay tribute that is due. Don't wait till they pass away. Custom to who custom, you know, whatever their custom is, abide with it. Fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. So when you think about that, loving one another, don't forget today's broadcast on what do we owe one another. And the Bible said what we owe is love. He didn't say we owe a house, land, cars, money in the bank. He said we owe love. And here you have the only way which you can acknowledge the greatest love that God has for you is by sharing it with each other, whose path crosses yours on your pilgrimage into the future. Today you might be out and about doing something, and someone approach you. You can show love, whether it's a good intent or bad intent. You can always already be praying, and God, you put people around in my space that I need to minister to today that will receive what I'm saying. What do we owe one another? We don't owe each other houses, land, cars, cattle, and money. We owe them love. Show them love. Even the homeless on the street, we can show compassion and love for them. Even when we know they're cold, even when they don't want to come inside a warm building to get something to eat, they'd rather stay outside, we still can love them. Because God loved us without filthy cell. You know, we have some Greek words that's for a primary, particular, property, assignment, a reason that we say what we say today on this broadcast, because we know God is able to keep us, to do exactly obedient above all, most exceeding above all. You know, when I thought about that love, that agape love, having that fulfill, owing no man anything. The word for owe in this verse comes correspond to that for dues in the last. The transition of the thought is something of this kind. When you have paid all your debts, taxes, and customs and revenues, and whatever else you may owe, there'll still be one debt unpaid, the universal debt of love. Love must still remain the root and spring of all your action. No other law is needed beside another one, literally the one that is to say his neighbor, the person with whom in any given situation or instant he has to deal. You know, we naturally compare with this passage on Matthew 22:39-40 and Galatians 5:14 and James 2:8. It showed how thoroughly the spirit of the founding of Christianity descended upon his followers, that the same teaching should appear with equal prominence in such opposing quarters. The focus, as it were, was all more in brief comparison one of the great gifts of Christianity to the world. No doubt, similar sayings exist before, and that by our Lord himself was quoted from the Old Testament, but there was an effect overlaid with ceremony, rules, and regulation, and other morality. It was put forth rather as a philosophy therein than as a practical basis of moral. In Christianity, it is taken at the lowest level, which to improve the world, nor is it possible to find for human life. Aim all the intricate maze of conduct, all principles that should be once as simple, as powerful, and as profound. When you think about that, the idea of the passage is but carrying out our Lord's saying, love worketh no evil to his enemy. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That have been our broadcast for today, talking about what do we owe one another. And the Bible say, not say, but the Bible say, love, L-O-V-E, love. That four-letter word, love, that's what we owe to one another. We don't owe them paying a whole lot of money trying to do this. And do, we owe them love, honesty, respect, integrity. You know, the word of God say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false when thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended or summed up in this saying. Namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love it worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore we love is the fulfillment of the law. So I thank each and every one of you that came on to line today talking about love, talking about what do we owe one another, and it's love. A lot of people want to go out for blood. Well, you owe me this and you owe me that. No, no, no. The Bible says all you owe them is love, L-O-V-E. You don't owe them a home, a car, a job, love. All those other extra materialistic things God can provide. But he said we owe to our fellow sisters and brothers in Christ or out of Christ. Bring them. He said, with love have I drawn thee. That means we got to have that love deposited in us where we can draw the people to where God wants them to be. So for today, I thank you all that came on to listen to the broadcast today on what do we owe one another. And it's love. When somebody said, well, what do you owe? You can say love, pay your debt. If you owe them a debt, but you can still love them. They don't have to be running in and out of your house, in and out of your job, in and out of your vehicle, but you can love them. That's the fulfillment of the law. You can love them at a distance. And you hear some people say, well, I love them at a distance. I don't love the way they operate or the things they do, but I love them. So you can still love them and not have to partake in the things that they do in the world. Today, as we close, I'll give a closing prayer. Gracious Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for opening doors for us, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the broadcast today. I thank you for those that came on the broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the topic, dear Heavenly Father. What do we owe one another? Because you gave us love there, the agape love, dear Heavenly Father, that, and that passes all understanding, dear Heavenly Father. So we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. As we leave the line, we don't leave your presence. And we ask you to bring us back to the appointed time next week, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. So we give God the praise and the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. I want to thank all my callers that came in this morning. And I ask God to continue on blessing you. And as the word I just spoke, I love each and every one of you all. You know my saying, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Until next week, we ask that each one be blessed. Show someone some love today or this week. Show them that you genuinely care in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.